So just a couple of thoughts on the longest reading in the lectionary. We see the effect of the deadly sins in our lives. So these two men in the first reading were overcome by the sin of lust. And it says, they suppressed their consciences, they would not allow their eyes to look to heaven, and they did not keep in mind just judgments. We see the corruption, the corruptive nature of the sin of the vice of lust and all the other deadly sins, what they do to us. And how these men, they did not let their eyes look to heaven, and how our guilty consciousness keep our eyes down, our heart down. And so we pray for the grace to always have our heart and our mind lifted up, as Susanna did, where she groaned, "If I yield, I will be put to death. If I refuse, I cannot escape your power. Yet it is better for me to fall into your power without guilt than to sin before the Lord." We pray for this grace that Susanna had to not give in to the temptations, no matter how strong the opposition to us may be. That she had this full and faithful confidence in the Father. And she turned to him in prayer, and her prayer was heard. But she knew it was better to die than to sin. And as we complete this Lenten journey, we pray for that grace, that nothing, no earthly pleasure, is worth losing our eternal soul. Let's pray for Susanna to intercede for us, that we will have that grace as well.